It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh**. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than your browser making porn suggestions to you based on your preferences.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's better than that. Number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Chat room, go to DenPen, go to DavinComedy.com, click live broadcast. I'm your host, Davin Rosebud, joined by... In studio, barely, Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. And Joe, I don't have an ETA on Joe. I assume Joe will be here. So Joe will be here later. On the show, a politician refuses to be left alone with female reporters. Trump holds a meeting about social media but doesn't invite Twitter and Facebook. A beauty queen loses her title over tweets. An app that makes you look old could be a Russian plot. When you're watching porn, your browser is taking notes. And would you pay to see a hologram concert if we have time? Should be an interesting conversation. And, of course, Ann Jackson. So, all right, so you got a story. She came in here like a minute and a half before the show started because, as you guys know, I always start the show at different times. And I send them the start time at 12:06 p.m. precisely every Tuesday. And then they must plan accordingly how they will get here. Joe fails without... every time I'm getting here on time. But that's because of the late start time of 12:06 p.m. Pippa, you know, I guess she was fooled. I guess she had not planned on a 6:30 start today.
Oh, no. I left in good time.
What do you consider good time?
I left at 5 o'clock.
How long did it take you to get here?
About an hour.
You have never gotten here since you are not working the day program at 6 p.m.?
Well, I mean, I said I left today at 5.
I know, but I'm saying you've never gotten here a half hour before. When you had the day program and you used to have to fight that traffic, you got here a lot earlier.
Well, I was leaving at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, you know what? Might be time.
Yeah,
might be time.
Well, it was the day program ended, and then I had to come up here. There was nothing I could do in between, so sometimes I would stay and work a little bit later and then come up. So I would leave at like 4:20, 4:30. But that was because I didn't have anything to do. Now, here I'm at
home. So you are much busier now with things to do now that you don't have anywhere to be from 9 to 5 all day.
Well, no, I'm home in a place that's good, not work a place that's bad.
We all start from a place that's good, theoretically home, and we all get to other places. We all know we have to leave home. We all know we get to return to home. But we know we have other places we have to be.
I know, but I'm starting from the good place now. So there's no impetus to leave that place early. The bad place, yes. If I'm leaving there, I'm not going to stay there longer so that there's, you know, less time in between. So I would come up here.
Yeah. I don't think this is a terrible place.
No, 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 no. I'm saying I was leaving from there, so I was coming
what I'm
up
saying
here.
Is, what I'm saying is maybe 4:30. Maybe 4:30 is a good start time for you.
Well, here's the thing. 5 would be a perfectly fine start time.
If you got here by 6, it would be a perfectly fine start time. You could settle in, chill. Yeah, that would be perfect.
I'm sitting here ready. I had a minute and a half. That's all I needed.
I set up the computer and everything for you. You almost tripped down the stairs. A pen exploded almost on your bosoms.
Hang on. There was no light on the stairs.
It's the same stairs you've been walking down for 8 damn years.
I know, but it's
not
dark.
It's not that dark. It's not midnight
here. I missed a step.
It's not midnight. I have not added or subtracted any stairs.
I know, but it was still dark. And I went, I don't count them. I look at them when I come down. That's what normal people do. Is they see a step, they put their foot on it.
Normal people are not blind in the twilight.
Yes, well, here's a problem. I guess I could not see. So, anyway, I stumbled my way down here. Yes, my pen exploded, so I had to borrow a pen. But all in good time, I'm sitting here at the mic, ready to go. Thing was, what do you call it? The thing that tells you how much gas you have left,
gas
gauge. Yeah,
okay.
It's a little tricky. Sometimes it
is it.
Yeah, because when you get down to the lower bit, it'll lie and tell you have a quarter of a tank.
But you know this.
It's plenty.
You know this.
And sometimes there's a quarter of a tank there, and sometimes there's not. But I went, that's fine. I know what to do. So there's a stop on the New York Thruway that I had plenty of time to go. Stop.
Not cheap gas, by the way, on the New York State Thruway.
No, but this is the first one. So
Pip likes to pay $3 a gallon for her gasoline.
No, I don't. But
although it's not much cheaper anywhere around here.
But I can fill up enough to come and go. So I go there. I run into the building and I grab a coffee. I've got plenty of time at this time. So
what time is this?
I'm doing great. It's like 5:15. So I still have plenty of time.
You got time.
I got plenty of time. So I run
unless
in.
Unless there's a long line at the coffee shop.
No, and there wasn't.
Okay, yeah,
There was a guy that was wearing flip-flops, a half a size too small.
So his feet were hanging over?
His big toe hangs over.
Savage.
We had a conversation about it.
And, did you?
Yeah, I did.
You just can't keep your yap shut.
I can't.
You just have to talk to every fucking
nicest
person.
Guy.
Well, of course. You can't be a douche when your foot's hanging over stupid flip-flops in a rest area.
Well, you know what? He's a 12 and a half shoe, and they don't make half sizes after 12, so he's fucked everywhere he goes. Either my toe hangs over, or it's too big.
I did not know they did not make half sizes after 12.
Nor did I, and this is what I learned from this
gentleman. He could be full of shit.
He's the one with the toe hanging over, so I trusted his expertise.
He didn't expect to be fact-checked. I almost feel like we should.
I know. Well, I'll get back to him. Anyway, so
hate to give him 4 Pinocchios on that.
So I got my coffee, got my apple juice, ready to go, ready to rock.
Got your apple juice?
Yeah, it was right next to it.
Did you get your sippy cup for it?
No. But so I go over, these are my supplies for the show.
We have beverages here.
I know. I like my beverages. So I run in, I get those things, I'm feeling good, I'm on time. I go over to the gas, it says no credit cards, cash only. I don't have any cash.
On the Thruway?
Yeah.
Why, is it broken?
Yeah. Every single one has a post-it on it saying this. I'm like, fuck! So now what I have to do is I have to drive from there to Harriman. And I'm like, the light comes on. And I'm like,
I drive with the light on all the time.
Oh, but I don't know what the...
Oh, I'm always driving on the edge, baby. I've gone 30 miles or more on the light.
Get those
nice sweats going. That's good. Good stuff.
Well, I'm like...
You would have made it. You could have made it up here.
I don't know that for a fact. So I'm like,
I'm assuming you could have.
So I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. How much do I have? I don't want to go pah, in the on the Thruway, because then I'm really not going to make the show. So I pull off in Harriman.
You have done the show from the side of the road while getting a tire.
I have done that before. I didn't want to do that.
Fucking animal.
So I pull off in Harriman.
That's going to take a little longer. You've just added
10
minutes to your drive.
Thank you. So now
It's at least. Although rush hour probably added more.
It's a cluster.
Yeah, because there's a lot of lights. You can't speed.
Right.
Because you'll get a ticket.
Yes, it's just a disaster.
Although if you had a radar detector, you could take some more chances.
Caveman.
Love my radar detector.
So I'm at this light forever, at the next light forever. Get to the gas station. Put in my gas. Okay. I'm a Jersey girl. I'm a little slower on the uptake of putting in gas still.
You've been living in New York for years.
I know. I live on the edge of New Jersey. I drive to Jersey.
You still don't know how to fill your tank.
I just did it, so apparently I do. But I'm a little slower
than
people who have done it for years. Because I can count on both hands how many times I've done it. Really. I don't do my own gas. So I'm like, okay. So
you drive to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I've done it out there. I don't do that very often, not anymore. So I'm, you know, I gas up in New Jersey, man. So, so I get out of this cluster. Now I have to make a left. That takes forever. Then I get to the light. Now the signage is not completely clear here that the turn that I'm about to make, that is the worst turn you could make.
You bear to the left instead of going straight?
No, you're going to eventually make a right, but instead of getting on Route 6 going west, yes. I get on a side road.
There's a lot of construction over
it
there.
It parallels Route 6 for a little bit, and then guess where it goes? Curious Joelle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's where I was driving around
in. How the fuck did you manage that?
I couldn't even reconstruct it.
Do you have Waze on your phone?
I have Google Maps.
All right.
But I'm not doing that while I'm driving, like, left, right, center.
No, you pull over, you put in my address.
And that's what I had to do. So then I'm...
Well, of course, you also have a GPS that you've never taken out of the box.
Yeah, I know, but let's deal with what I have in my hands. I have the phone. I have to sit there.
Set yourself up for failure.
I plug it in. No, I'm in... it was a series of events.
But you are not like a Boy Scout who was always prepared. You set yourself up
for... Why would I set up my GPS going here like I normally do?
No, but I'm saying the fact that traffic can be bad coming up here. Traffic, there's been time.
Yeah, no, I know, but I had plenty of time.
And when you got into the car, you knew you had... The last time you were in the car, you knew you had a low amount of gas.
It looked... Last time I was in the car, it looked like plenty, and then it went foomp.
Why didn't you get that fixed?
I have to get it fixed.
Oh, yeah. What a novel fucking idea.
Yeah, I have other things I have to get fixed. But you know what? It costs this. You know,
everything costs that. Trust me. I've been laying out money. Yeah. Laid out more this week.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We'll get there.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm lost in Curious Joelle. I put on the maps.
They have a black shirt on. Although it's short sleeves, so they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, nobody was talking to me. But
you're probably getting dirty looks.
Not that I noticed.
No, although your car looks like one of theirs.
It doesn't.
Except without the Wynwood.
No, it just sounds terribly loud.
Yeah, like one of theirs.
Yeah, I know. So.
By the way, Curious Joelle is a very secluded Hasidic Jewish community up here. And it's not just Hasidic Jews. They got their own little community. They are not well-liked in this region. And they tend to look down upon non-Hasidic Jews who go into that part of town.
Yeah, and here comes the shiksa bomb with the red hair and the short sleeves in the loud car. Yeah, that was great. But I did see one guy with a giant square hat. That was really fabulous.
Yeah, like a Russian big hat, like Grand Poobah from the Flintstones.
Yeah, yeah. It was... I almost wanted to...
You know that smells good. I mean, the heat. We had a heat wave.
Over a hundred degree days.
That's what it felt like. The temperature didn't hit 100 here, but...
I was on Long Island. It was 110.
There but
yeah.
Not here.
Oh, good.
So, you know, it felt like 100 degrees, 95 with a 80% humidity, 70%. So it was moist.
It was certainly moist.
And these guys, God love them, they wear their long coats.
I can't even imagine what that hat smells like, honestly.
Death.
Sweaty death. So, anyway, finally, it told me how to get out of where I was.
Waze did, not the hat.
Not the hat. I put on the magic sorting hat, and it spoke only Hebrew.
I don't think I've been to Curious Joelle.
I guess I was on the fringes of it because I know it's a huge community, and I was
a lot of churches.
I didn't actually notice the churches. No. There were no churches. But I did see a lot of payas, which are the for people who don't know, are the little curly ringlets of hair that Hasidim wear on either side of their head, for their ears.
Makes the boys look like little lambs.
Yeah, they do.
They look like little sweet lambs.
They look like little lambs. They're
little
like
sweet lambs.
They're tiny, and they have these big boingies hanging off the sides of their head.
They're almost like little lambs.
There are little lamb curlies. Do they actually curl them, you think?
No, just curls.
They grow like that?
Yeah. I mean, I guess they could curl them.
I mean, if you had straight hair, you're screwed.
I've never seen straight.
No, me neither. That's why I'm thinking that there must be some mechanism for curling them. Do they have the little foam curlers with the snaps that they wear on their payas at night, like old ladies used to curl their hair?
I don't know that to be true. No.
I have to find this out. Now I'm curious. Now I'm curious, not curious. But I found my way out of it and got here with a whole minute and a half to spare.
Yeah, you should leave her alone next time. Because you know you're a fucking disaster. And when you're not a disaster, you know, the way you get up here, it can be backed up for no good reason at all. Especially on 17 with all that construction that they're doing.
Yeah, I was feeling really good about how I was doing things.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't.
So we'll split
the
I say 4:30, you say 5. We'll split the difference. Leave 4:45.
Yeah.
That 15 minutes, if you had left 4:45, you wouldn't have been sweating.
Yeah.
You would have been like, all right, I got this. This sucks.
Yeah, right.
The worst, it happens to me when I'm going to gigs. Like, plenty of time. And then you get like some unforeseen traffic. You're like, fuck, I was sitting on my couch doing nothing. If I just would have left 30 minutes earlier, 20 minutes later, I wouldn't be sweating. I'm still going to get there on time. But now I'm sweating. Now I'm looking at now every time I get stuck behind a slow car, I'm fucking freaking out. It's not worth it.
No, it's not.
It's not worth it. Leave at 4:45.
Yeah, no, I'll have to. Because
you won't, but you should.
I should.
You should definitely leave.
I was feeling so good about
it. You really shouldn't. No. Ever since the day program ended, you get here at 6:15.
Yeah, and I was going to be earlier, and I was like, oh, look at me go. And yeah, no.
No. 4:45. That way, whatever you need to do, you don't have to feel pressured. If you want to get some coffee, if there's a long line getting the coffee.
I'm not freaking out. Yeah, you and your goddamn hanging over toe.
Yeah, if you got to get gas, you know, if there's a bad rainstorm, if there's a what, you give yourself that extra 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because then you'll get here and then you will probably get here between 5:45 and 6:00.
But what's the fun in that?
I don't know. You got a new heart. How much of this shit can it take?
A new heart. I don't know. Apparently, I'm trying it out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, I'll do the show without you. But, you know, it's like I see the phone ring and your name comes up at 6:15. Like, oh, what now?
Well, what could it possibly be?
On the heels of, you know, I'm not feeling well, you know.
Well, I call early for that.
Sometimes. Not always.
Well, there have been times where I didn't know.
Yeah, well, exactly. So it's not like, oh, I give you plenty of notes. No, no. Not always.
Not always, yeah.
Not always. There has been times I go, all right, Joe, I'm either doing this show alone or you could call in while you're driving up here. I mean, that conversation has happened between Joe and I also.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
So
I know.
Yeah.
All right. So have I been sufficiently beaten? Can we hear
weekend? I don't feel like I've beaten you at all.
Oh.
No, I was not nasty. I said you should leave earlier.
Yeah.
I said, the time of the show doesn't change.
No, I know that.
I'm glad you know that. I'm glad we've established that.
Yes.
Why don't you put in the chat room how to fucking sign in again? Why don't you do that?
Well, I'll be typing for a while if I'm going to be doing that. Well, it's more than just one thing, and I don't have it saved anywhere.
So you know what? Write on Microsoft. Go to Microsoft Word
and save it up. Yeah.
Yeah. So all right. So you do that on the break.
Yeah.
We gotta like
exactly. We'll
do that. All right. So you went. You went to two concerts.
I did.
How was that?
Exhausting.
Poor you having to sit and watch. What do they expect of a young woman like yourself?
No. There's. I mean, it was over 100 degrees.
Yeah, that's you know, that's the problem with the outdoor concert.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like a good idea. When you're young, you just fucking drink beer and dehydrate yourself. But by the time you realize what's going on, you're so drunk it doesn't matter.
Right.
You're fair-skinned. For what?
Yeah.
For what? You know, the outdoor venue not as attractive as it was when you're in your 20s.
No.
Did you have lawn seats?
We had lawn seats.
Oh, see, yeah, we're not. I've talked about this before. Again, when you're young, lawn seats are fucking great. When you get them for free, like I do sometimes, you can deal with that shit. As a grown ass fucking woman, the attraction's gone. If you want to see the concert that badly, get yourself some fucking seats.
Well, Mr. Helix planned both of these.
Well, you're throwing Mr. Helix directly under the bus.
No.
I feel like we did.
I'm going to say that had I really known all of the details, I may have either said we have to get seats if we can, or I would have bowed out completely. But there's no way. And he felt bad because I was struggling, but there's
no way.
This
is the guy that fucking flies you across the goddamn Atlantic Ocean to sit in a fucking desert to watch a band that he wants to see some alien, where there's no fucking trees and no seats. He don't give a shit about you and the weather. It's amazing that you're still fucking surprised every time this happens. He does not give a shit. He does not comprehend that you are a fucking ginger and you can literally burst into fucking flames at any moment. He does not care. And you still seem amazed by this shit. The jig is up. Mr. Helix is not fucking fooling me at all. The man has a track record of not giving a shit when it comes to seeing bands he wants to see, and your comfort is way behind. He doesn't want to part with an extra $40 a fucking ticket for your goddamn comfort. He'll fly across an ocean. He'll fly across a continent. Let me tell you something. If he planned the Las Vegas excursion, we would have been in the fucking desert watching Aerosmith. That's how Mr. Helix would have seen the fucking show. He don't give a shit. Yeah. When we were outside for that Fakakta museum with the ghosts and everything, you're fucking trying to spritz off, do everything you can to be cool. He don't give a shit. He's fine. He doesn't feel the weather the way you do. He doesn't, and he don't give a shit.
No, it's not that he doesn't give a shit.
Well, show me how he does. Well, token words as you're schwitzing and melting into a puddle of goo. Gee, I really feel bad about this. We won't do this again until next July.
Well, now that I know that I cannot physically take that anymore, I'm really.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with not being able, a woman in her 50s, not being able to physically take 100 degree heat. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing to be ashamed of that might get to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really.
Because here's the thing, the lawn, direct sunlight. At least if you're under the amphitheater part, at least it's fucking hot, but at least the sun is blocked out.
Well, actually, by the time we were sitting down to watch, the sun had almost set, so it's not like we were sitting.
You weren't in the heart of the day.
We weren't in the heart of the day, and it had gone down a little bit because.
What was it? Was it 95?
They chased us back to our cars because there was an imminent electrical storm.
Again, another problem with the fucking lawn seats. Yeah, we mocked Joe for buying the Def Leppard sweatshirt. Why? Because we didn't have fucking protected seats. We didn't have lawn seats, but we had the seats that just were when the roof fucking ended.
So
Joe froze his ass off and bought an $80 Def Leppard sweatshirt. There comes a point where you lay out money and go, I'm a fucking adult. It's like me when I used to sleep in my car to get to comedy gigs. Now I go, I'm a fucking adult.
Yeah.
Let me get a cheap ass room and be a human being.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Well, I mean, there definitely have been things where we've made accommodations for ourselves because we're like, we're not doing that. Like, we used to go up to, well, we went up twice to this farm that friends of ours had in Upper New York, and they would have this big party over this one weekend, long weekend, and they would have, people would come, and they'd bring tents and stuff, and they would camp on their property.
This.
Yeah. And we're, not doing that.
I think that was after the last time you decided not to do that.
No, the first time we went up there, we said, oh, no, we're getting a motel room close by, and we'll come and visit
you
guys.
So here's the thing. So here's what we found out about Mr. Helix. He wants a shower. He does want a shower.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want to camp. He doesn't want to shower. But he'll fucking boil your brains out so he can see his fucking band. That's what it is. So his line is the shower. That's if it's going to be overnight, he needs a shower. That is. Otherwise, you're on your own, sweetie. Have a fucking stroke, you fucking ginger. You don't give a shit. You don't got benefits anymore. You're of no use. You can fucking die. Your pal always takes care of you. Go, Pip, this is what it is. We're inside. It's nice in there. Obstructed view, but we'll take the monorail over thing. It won't be so bad.
Well, no. You know, we did do things like we got the better parking because we're in Bethel, New York, where Woodstock was.
Never been there.
Oh, okay. It's up where the stage is now is up on top of a big hill. So if bad weather's going to roll through, it always hits this fucking hill. So so it's true. It's the weirdest thing because we've been there in the summer a couple times. And it's like, oh, take cover. There's an electrical storm. I've been there. I don't go there every week. But this is twice now that I've had to take cover for an electrical storm.
You would think you would get smart enough to spring for the good seats.
Well, they won't let you out there at all if there's a bad weather. They hold you. If they say sit in your car or there's this one big room in their museum that they'll hold you in
until,
because they don't want you out there trying to go to the vendors and getting like struck by lightning and stuff. So
terrible.
Yeah.
Sounds like a terrible venue.
It can be good. It's terrible if it's really hot and you're...
It's summer!
Yeah, but it's...
Seeing shit in October there! It's fucking summer!
I know, but you don't expect it to be over 100.
You do. It's summer! I kind of expect that's a possibility. You hope it's not.
It didn't used to be.
Listen, I'm going to a Met game on Thursday. By chance, it's going to be 85 degrees. It could have been 100 degrees!
Yeah.
That's what you fucking do! Why? Because it's summer.
I know.
July and August, you're going to fucking... Now listen, when you get that shit the end of September, it really sucks. You're like... Enough. I get it. We had summer. July and August. That's what you're in for.
Yeah.
You got no one to blame.
Yeah. Now it was okay. It was a short delay, and then we got out there to see the show. But on Sunday, it was.
Who was the show?
It was Blondie and Elvis Costello.
How was Blondie?
Meh.
Oh, really? And you like Blondie?
I really like Blondie. But there were a couple of songs that they did. I don't even know these songs, but one in particular, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Why?
Because it was awful.
What? So they're opening, so were they doing an hour?
She said a couple times that they had to cut short their set a little bit because of the delay from the weather. And I'm like...
That sucks. Yeah, that's what happens when you're the opening
act. I know, and I'm like, that's some horse shit.
That would have pissed me off.
It was a little annoying.
Because there's unions and there's curfews and shit.
I understand why, but I hate that stuff.
That's rock and roll, we're going to party all night. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're off by 10:30.
Yeah, because you know you got Teamsters and they're not staying.
And the town doesn't want you playing too loud.
Right, you're right, yeah. They're used to it up on that hill.
We're going to rock and roll till a reasonable point in the evening.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Then we want you the hell out of our town.
Yes.
We have stuff to break down. But, yeah, there was one song that I had never heard of before, but it was like, don't touch me, you're too hot. And it starts out with this, like, sing-songy, na-na-na-na-na kind of
refrain. Is it one of their newer songs?
I don't know where this piece of shit came from, but it was god awful.
Are they supporting a new album, or
I'm not sure. I don't know what they were doing, but I mean,
is it still all the original members?
No, Clem Burke is the drummer, and he's fucking amazing. Clem brings it.
All right,
24/7.
All right,
365.
Not after a reason, not after late in the evening. Then it's time to shut down.
No, he's a machine.
Not by that.
He's
band has to wrap it up.
Yeah, he's not their original drummer, but I mean,
on the hits
when they became famous. He was he was already there.
He's original enough.
Yeah, yeah, he was
like Ringo. He's the Ringo of Blondie.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
That's fine.
And he's
as long as he's on all the fucking albums that matter. That's what you care about.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. He's the guy.
All right, now how does Deborah Harry look? Now, I remember last time, because I feel like you saw her a couple years ago and we got a report.
Same place.
So still showing
and
the age.
You know.
She still sound good?
She on some songs, she did. And on some songs, I'm like, wow, what are you doing? I mean,
How old is she?
She's an interesting person.
71?
I'm not sure how old she is now. But, I mean, she's probably late 60s.
Okay.
About that.
All right.
So, I mean, she was from like a really punk aesthetic, so she still does stuff like that, you know, not necessarily like, I'm going to only sing pretty, you know, and dance pretty. She's kind of got more of an attitude, and sometimes she would do things like, you know, like bark in the lyrics or kind of like sing talking them, you know.
That's what a lot of these old singers are doing now.
Yeah, no, I know, and it's a way to save your voice, and it's a way to cover up places that you have like a weak spot in your vocal range.
Just do what
sure.
fucking Aerosmith does and just put the background singers on stage.
Well, that would have been good.
I mean, listen, if you're a fan of the band, you go, all right, we get it. You're not 25 anymore. You can't hit those notes. You know what? I'd rather they have the backup singers than they do the tracks and try to hide like Kiss does. Put the backup singers on stage, give them their nod, hit the notes you can hit. When you can't hit the highs, let the backup singers get it.
Yeah.
Then you take it. There's no shame in that game.
There's no shame in that. But I don't know if it's because she's just a little too improvisational to deal with them, or maybe it's a, you know, a vanity thing, like, I'm the singer, you know, that's it. I mean, what she's doing, you know, that song Rapture that's kind of a rap?
Yeah.
And, you know, the beginning is really high notes. She's hitting those.
Really?
Perfectly.
You think she's hitting that, or you think that's a...
No, that was her.
You don't think it was recorded?
No. No, because I know the recording.
That's impressive.
No, she was hitting those just fine. But then when she... She did Call Me.
Yeah, great song.
And that's Call Me. You know, it's pretty up there. And she's going, Call Me. Yeah, no.
She's got a huskier voice now that she's older, though.
She does. And it was like, but there was just something about, like, kind of really low and barking it out that it was like, ew, that didn't sound so good.
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes they change it up. I mean, you know, Joe talks about it all the time. They'll sing it in a lower note.
Sure. Oh, yeah. No, I understand transposing down. This was, like, way down. And
she might only have that level for the high level.
She saves it for Rapture,
yeah,
maybe.
It could be.
But there was...
Did they bring a rapper on stage, or what? They just...
No, no. She did the whole rap.
She did the rap, too?
Oh, she always did. You know, now they only eats guitars and all that stuff. I wouldn't even be able to begin to rap that. I am way too white.
Yeah, we know, because you almost burst into flames thanks to your husband.
So I mean, there was some of it that it was like, oh, that was pretty good. And some of it, and poor Chris Stein.
Who's Chris Stein?
He's the guitarist, and he was her partner when the band first came out, and then they broke up, I don't know when, and he got ill, and he was ill for a long time, and I thought he was doing okay, but he sat through the whole show.
That was 100 degrees.
I know.
He's got a good seat. But he's not on the fucking lawn.
No, he's no dope. He was doing better than everybody else.
Yeah, he's a smart man.
And I mean,
plus they're underneath the lights. I mean, that's hard.
It's hard.
I mean, that's hard for young kids, but these guys, they're older. I mean, that's rough.
Trust, I know.
You're just sitting on your ass and you're not as old as them.
No, and I was dying.
It's hard, like, for them to, you know, I can't fault them.
No.
Again, that weather's going to get to everybody. It was really hot.
Yeah, but it was like he looked... You know, like he was struggling a little
because bit. Because it's 100 degrees.
No, and because he's not well. I don't know what he
How
has,
How many
7-year-old
men are going to fucking play a guitar and stand up in 100-degree heat? Do you know?
You know what? But, I mean, I've seen it done.
You've seen it done. But how many of them are going to do it? I mean, it's exceptional when it's done.
No, it is exceptional. And I appreciate that.
I can't.
I know that my faves are dying off.
They are. That's why you got to see them.
Yeah, that's exactly
so it. So I'm thinking I need not see Blondie unless I get a free ticket, which is kind of what I thought going in.
Yeah.
Because I like Blondie, but I don't think I like him. Like, if somebody goes, hey, I got an extra ticket to Blondie, I can get you free tickets. You want to go? Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
But I don't see myself paying $50 to see Blondie at this point.
No, no. We paid $20.
Oh, that's not bad.
You know? So that's I don't feel bad. Like, oh, this is fucking...
No, you got your money's worth.
Yeah.
And I get, take you like Elvis Costello.
I really like Elvis Costello, and I have never seen him perform before. And the only thing that I could say that was, like, lacking is that there were some times that he was... really noticeably off key.
Oh, yeah, you're a stickler.
And yeah, and I sit there and I mentally push the notes up to hit the... Oh, and I'm working hard. I'm really working to help him hit the notes.
Not.
I'm like, no.
This is really going to play interesting to the hologram conversation we have later on.
I know. I was doing some heavy lifting.
That's big of you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm doing it for my man Elvis.
You
but
are.
The two back at background singers were doing their work.
You know, I kind of feel like you kind of are dealing with what I went when I saw Rat. Because the concert you before this that you saw, the real concert you saw this before, was fucking Aerosmith, a bunch of guys in their fucking 70s.
Yes.
I mean, Steven Tyler's the only one that runs around like an animal.
Right.
But Joey Kramer's still like, you know, killing it on the drums. And they're still doing the thing. And they look good for their age, considering.
They do.
And they sounded great. So now that was the last concert you saw. I'm like, oh my God, they're still fucking amazing. And I was like, well, you're not as good. And they were in an air-conditioned environment.
Right. Oh, yes.
Which makes a big fucking difference.
Huge.
You know, they're in the same place every night in an air-conditioned environment.
Right.
As opposed to these people. I mean, listen. It's that was brutal.
It was brutal. Now, I understand all the various factors, and I'm trying not to be a, like, total bitch about it. I'm just trying to say, honestly, I think that, I mean, for $20, I was...
You got your money worth.
Yeah, no, it was... I don't want to break it down into just money, but, I mean, if I had paid $150, I would have been really upset about Blondie's performance. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it was okay. Hearing some of the songs was nostalgic. I always like to see Clem perform because he's a powerhouse, and he's a really intricate drummer. He's really amazing. Power and talent. I can't say enough about him. The Debbie Harry is it's like she has a really good voice. She has a very unique voice, and so when she was hitting it was good, but then there were other things that I was like,
their last big hit was the 90s was Maria, and then and there's it's a lower song, but there's still highs in that fucking song.
Maria,
like, she gets really high with it. But it's not, the whole song isn't as high.
Yeah, no.
Which is like a great song. That was the last time they've had any sort of hit. I mean, they were on Saturday Night Live with it and everything.
Yeah, they were. And she did fine with that too. The song that they had to choose between two songs to end, and they decided to do this. You know, this "You're Too Hot, Don't Touch Me" song
to close.
To close.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
you
and it was
with a hit.
God awful. And then
With "Call Me."
Well, no, she started with "Call Me."
All right, so what'd you
Dreaming.
Want?
Dreaming. Dreaming is free when I'm at you in the restaurant.
I wouldn't close with that. But I would close with a rocker.
That's what they were going to close with.
Okay.
So what they did?
Hold on. Keep talking.
Okay.
I have to get my Blondie's Greatest Hits CD to see what I think they should have closed on.
Oh, okay. So what they did was, she was saying, and I noticed every once in a while, Clem is pretty mercurial, and so I think sometimes he just decides, I'm going to do what I fucking want. But she said, well, this is our last song because of the delay, blah, 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 and she did the horrible "Don't Touch Me, You're Too Hot" song. And then...
You know, you got to close with "One Way or Another." That's a fucking kick-ass song.
It is a great song, but I think they already did that.
Well,
that's
what I'm saying. They didn't plan their set properly.
No, they did.
You got to close with a rocking song.
Yeah, that
you're Blondie. You're punk. And I got some of their live CDs, too, but there's things that they could have closed on.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
I thought "Dreamin'" would have been a fine song to close with, because it was one of the good hits.
Is the song "Dreaming"? Is that what you were
Dreaming.
Talking
about?
That's one of their fucking greatest hits.
I know. It is. It's a greatest hit. Maybe you don't remember it, recognize
I heard it
from my terrible singing, but it's like...
Now, you gotta close with either "Call Me" or "One Way or Another." You got to close with one of your rocking hits. You open with something rocking.
Yeah, exactly.
You close with something rocking.
That's what I think, too.
Aerosmith closes. Aerosmith mixes up the set. They fucking close now. The beginning of the encore is always "Dream On."
Yeah.
Or they lead into "Dream On." They do "Dream On." Then they do song that maybe people don't know as much.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Like last time they did "Chip Away the Stone." But they always close with "Walk This Way."
Yeah.
One of their big fucking hits. It's a rocking song.
It's
not too long.
Yeah.
Everybody goes home happy.
Yep.
Blondie has those songs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, Wynwood, the last tour, the last couple tours, was starting with "I'm a Man," which was one of his Spencer Davis Group songs that was really, really big, and then ends with "Give Me Some Lovin'," which you gotta end with. You have to for the rest of your life.
Gotta,
sorry.
You gotta send him home happy.
Yes.
Because people came just for that fucking song.
Yeah. If he didn't play that, there would be a fucking riot. They'd be tearing well, the geriatric version of tearing the chairs.
It'd be fine.
There'd be a strong.
They would grab their walkers emphatically.
Every Karen would be like online to the manager.
It would be fine.
But they, so instead of ending when she's like saying goodnight, Clem starts banging it into Dreamin', and they play a little bit of it, and they play like as like almost like over the credits rolling kind of. They didn't do the song; they just did like a tiny bit of it, and I'm like, that
disjointed.
Yeah, I'm like, that seemed like.
And here's the thing: if you know you're not gonna do as much because of the weather, which is beyond your control, you cut down on the banter.
Cut the shitty song.
Well, you cut the shitty song. You also say at the top, go, listen, guys, normally I talk to you a lot more because of the weather. We're not going to get
that's
as much.
That's what happened.
But I'm saying, you say that at the top, go, we're just
going
to play.
We're going to hang
with us. We're just going to rip song after song.
Yeah.
And the audience is like, all right, we're in for the ride. Let's go. You're not insulted that they're not acknowledging you.
No. Don't care. Don't talk to me.
No, she's learning the game. She'll learn.
No. No, she hardly spoke at all. There were a very limited amount of stage announcements, and mostly they had to do with the just like welcoming us. Hey, you know, sorry.
So Saturday was a little disappointing.
A little bit. Elvis really brought it up for me because I was happy to hear him sing, and he sang a couple songs that are really dear to me. So I was excited about that.
All right.
Sunday.
Who are we seeing Sunday?
Sunday we saw what we really wanted to go see most especially was Blue Coop, which
is
a group which is half Blue Oyster Cult members and Dennis Dunaway, who was an original member of Alice Cooper's Blue Coop.
This is headlining somewhere.
No, this was a festival, and so this was part of the festival.
Okay.
And the back.
This is not like Jones Beach or something.
No, it was in Patchogue, and I couldn't even begin to tell you
Joe's
what the name
Blue
of the place was.
Cult fan. I'm surprised he wasn't at that.
It was good, you know. I mean, the
all the guys from the bands that you don't, all the guys from the bands that you know, but the members you don't know, all in one fucking stage.
Kinda.
Oh, good God!
Bit.
I know that's all about Mr. Helix. That is.
Well, no, but I wanted to see this.
I really wanted
to see them. Yeah, no.
Good God, no.
No, it was. I didn't know what to expect, but I really
enjoyed
their set.
Not in that fucking heat. Good God, no.
We like found there's a tent for VIP. You know, you pay for VIP treatment.
Yeah, I've been in VIP.
And we found the overhang of the VIP tent. Like, it was cordoned off with, like, these metal bars, but we stood right next to it, so we had the overhang.
Was
so,
there air conditioning?
No.
Fans?
No, nothing.
You know what VIP means? You could buy beer.
Well, what?
And they have nicer bathrooms.
No, they had a tent because everybody else was in the sun.
Still fucking hot.
It was hot.
How much are these tickets?
But we got a breeze coming off of the water because you could see the water right across the field.
Fucking make a run for the water.
No, you can't jump in it.
I'm not fucking seeing. I'm not going to. In this heat, that fucking festival. Fuck you.
It was. I was at first really suffering, but we were right next to a tent where they had, you know, that drink ice, and it's like a sparkling fruit drink that's zero calories and it's all different fruit flavors.
No, because I'm a man.
Point taken. Yes. but they had a tent with free ice, this drink.
Okay.
And so we were standing right next to it.
I'm also Jewish, so I would drink it if it's free.
You would have enjoyed.
Don't know if I would enjoy, but I would have been happy to have something cold.
Well, they handed you a water when you walked in.
Oh, that's nice.
And then we were right next to this ice tent, and I said, how much? And she goes, it's free. And I thought, why are you giving me a favor? She's like, no, it's free all day. You can have as many as you want. And I'm like, fuck yeah!
Best festival ever.
Best festival ever. So once I like settled down under this overhang and the breeze started coming in a little bit and I was guzzling my ice, I'm good.
But again, for the record, Mr. Helix could care less if you fucking die.
No,
no.
He was mortified because at first I was just absolutely dying.
He knew what the fucking forecast was.
Yeah, I know, but I could have said I'm staying home.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that. You're too much of a pleaser for him.
Yeah, I wouldn't have stayed home.
No, you wouldn't have. You're going to fucking die at one of these shows, which is not a terrible way to go.
No,
but that's
not
what's going to happen. You're going to see like the bassist. You're gonna go see like the fucking bassist, the third bassist in a band that's had six lineup fucking changes. He's gonna fucking drag you somewhere to the middle of fucking Connecticut to see this fucking band that he wants to see with this drummer that he kind of knows in a way, and it's gonna be 105 degrees, and you're gonna fucking die. That's what's gonna happen.
At least I'm dying with my boots on. I'm dying with my musical boots on.
You are dying with to see a bunch of almost people. You're seeing a bunch of once was is almost.
Well, see, now I don't want to say that about especially Dennis Dunaway. He's amazing.
What was he in?
He was in Alice Cooper Group.
Right, but he's not now.
No, he's not now. He's in Blue Coop. But they
did not even know of this Blue Coop until you mentioned. And you know what?
Most people don't.
As soon as we take our next break, I won't know Blue Coop again. That's really what's going to happen. Now, it's great, but I mean, Blue Oyster Cult is fucking touring. Why don't they tour? Why aren't they in that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know them.
Isn't this guy touring with Alice Cooper?
Well, because the original, he did come in and play with him the last show that I saw Alice Cooper do as a guest. But the thing is that he's got his new band, you know, that band broke up many years ago. So that's not probably going to happen again, you know.
Yeah. You know, they can wait on it.
Well, and one of the guys is dead, you know.
Okay. Yeah. But why tour with the originals that are still alive? Why do that? Give it some time.
Well,
wait for it.
I have no idea what his plan is.
You know what? They should fucking do it. Alice probably fucking realizes it's going to cost them a lot more to pay these fucking guys. They haven't been with him in years. They don't know his new stuff. And, you know, quite frankly, the young guys make Alice look good. The young guys and gals make Alice look good.
Well,
the old guys, they're going to fucking stand there like Alice does now.
Right.
It's going to be a bunch of old men standing there.
Yeah.
Alice is doing it. Alice don't want these motherfuckers. Get the fuck out of here. Go tour on the fucking island in the fucking 100-degree heat.
He had Dennis come on as a guest. That was very nice.
And that's all. A little taste.
Yeah.
This
yep.
is what you get. You weren't with me in the 80s with Poison and Trash. You get nothing now. A little taste.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had drug problems and everything, and the band broke up, and then he came out with the Billion Dollar Babies, which was a brand new band, and so the original band got left behind, so I'm sure that there were some hard feelings, you know, but now they've patched up whatever.
Now he's part of Blue Coop.
Yeah, yeah.
Blue Coop.
And you know, have you ever heard of Tish and Snooki? Probably not.
I'm a big fan of Snooki. I love Nicole.
Not that Snooki.
Oh, then I'm not interested.
They are the
There's only one Snooki in my heart.
They're the originators of Manic Panic, the hair dye.
Okay. I feel like you've said this before.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, so they were the backup singers. And at first, when I heard that...
Well, they're friends with Mercedes or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so at first when we went to see them, oh my God, there's a spider coming down from the ceiling right over your computer. Oh my God. Oh my God, get him. Oh. Here I am. I'm talking about seeing Alice Cooper and everything, and an actual live spider comes in to visit in the middle of the show, and I'm freaking out. Oh my God. That was really, I mean, he was probably harmless, but that's not what you want to see happen. Thank you for doing the manly duty and taking that outside.
Alice knew you were talking about him.
Oh, I know. That's what I was just saying.
One of his minions.
I'm like, oh, my God. No more Mr. Nice Arachnid.
We heard no more Mr. Nice Guy last week. I played a little background track.
Yes, that was good. So at first when I heard about Tish and Snooki singing backup for bands, or I saw them at... another show that was a compilation of all these older punks, I thought, oh, well, that's nice that they let them sing. I had no idea that they had been in the Stilettos, which was the band that was the precursor to Blondie.
Oh,
and they are really good singers. I didn't know this. I just thought, what are these? I knew them from Manic Panic. I didn't know that they actually could sing well. And they can, and they're cool ladies, too. So, They were probably some of the last people out the door at CBGB's when it closed. They were part of that scene, and it was really cool to see them do their thing and playing cowbell on Don't Fear the Reaper.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that was really fun. So anyway, that was I made it out of there alive. I went to the physical therapist today and got an x-ray to see what the fuck is going on with this knee, so I'm probably going to go back to physical therapy.
Yeah, well, you know, you start to break down.
Yeah, and it's my favorite place. They recognized me. I was like, oh, geez, I spent too much time in this building.
Well, yeah, you fixed up. You got to do the rehab.
Yep, I just got to get some rehab and strengthen this knee up, and then I'll be good to go.
Be ready for next softball season.
Yeah. So what's going on with you?
Well, I got some free tickets to see Barry Manilow on Friday.
Oh, dear God.
We've been through this before.
Yes,
we've been through this before. He's got a lot of songs you like.
Not anymore.
Mandy.
No, not anymore.
Really? You're heartless. Copacabana.
No, I told you though. My cousin was in love with him before we knew about the gay, and she
the gay like it's a rash that's spreading.
No, but she loved him when we were kids, and I heard more Barry Manilow than a person should ever listen to in a lifetime.
Well, that's that,
except for Barry, I've heard his songs almost more than he has.
Well, it's been ruined.
But it was ruined.
Here's the problem. I was gonna get tickets, and this is opening night. I was gonna get tickets, but they were like $130 on Broadway.
Ah!
Which is like, all right, you know what? I don't have to see Barry that badly.
No.
And when we were in Vegas,
yeah,
his residency was at the hotel we're staying at.
I know. It was hilarious. And everybody kept trying to, like, steer us that way.
But he
like,
wasn't playing when we were there.
I know.
We weren't there very long.
We
Hello, Joe.
Hey, right
how
time.
You doing?
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
So my pal offered me a couple of free tickets.
To Barry Manilow?
To Barry Manilow.
Wow.
So why are you looking at it like that?
Because they're expensive. You were just saying they were
expensive. I know. Well, yeah. Hey, there was a choice of I could have had two tickets for any of the first four nights of the concert, which makes me think Barry may have overshot his fucking load.
Ew.
Just because he's gay, you say, ew, fuck you. Our next president might be gay.
No, it's
What's
load.
What's wrong with you?
It's load. It was load.
Yeah, fucking open your mouth and take it, you whore. No, but you know what? That's a lot. And that was the cheap ticket, so I don't know what these tickets are, but like when he like offered me like the first four nights, you know, pick a night. So I'm like, all right, well, Friday night's the only night I can go. I'm not working Friday night.
Right.
Saturday I'm out of town. Sunday I'm coming back from being out of town. And Tuesday we got this. So I'm like, damn, like, oh fuck, opening night, that'll be cool. But yeah, he probably charged too much. Now I just got to find a babysitter, otherwise I'm going alone. Unless one of you guys want to go.
No.
Well, you think you'd have to turn in your man card, Joe? We listened to Barry Manilow on the way home, and we enjoyed it quite a bit.
I understand that. Plus, you made me rewind the tape by hand.
The tape was garbage, but what do you expect when you pay?
I had to rewind the tape. Gives me a pencil. Yeah, rewind the tape. And I'm like, are you fucking shitting me?
I got you the Chinese buffet. It's the least you could have done.
And that was the argument. Yeah, that's why I rewound the tape.
And that was your fee.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, in the tape's defense, it was bought. I paid 25 cents in a Goodwill store.
Yep.
So,
you know what?
It's fine.
Yeah, if you listen to it once, you got your money's
worth.
But
you know what? Barry Manilow, very enjoyable. Is it the best road trip album? Probably not. I mean, some of the songs, yes.
Joe?
You know what? When you've been on the road for 12 hours.
Yeah. I mean, how much metal can we listen to? We had a lot of metal.
How many times did you listen to this, though?
Just once.
Yeah, enough to cry.
You do want to cry when you hear Barry.
I definitely want to cry when I hear Barry.
But the funny thing is, you're listening to, like, you know, Barry Mel. I write this song, fix the fucking tape. I told you to rewind. I rewound the fucking tape. Well, it sounds like shit. All right, pull it out and rewind. I write the songs that make the
fix.
Can't you do a damn thing right? Yeah.
The answer is no, but, but I mean, you got to go, and it was fine. What do you expect? It was 25 cents, and I won't listen to the cassette unless you're in the car with me next time. What do you want me to tell you? Apparently, that song needs a fucking wingman, that album. What do you want me to tell you? It was a fucking quarter. The other album I bought, Neil Diamond, worked fine. I bought Neil Diamond and Barry Manilow at one Goodwill store.
No, on the other side of the spectrum.
Do you have something to tell us?
I like to support Jewish singers.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's
I saw Kiss earlier this year. I support the Jews.
I visited the people too.
The people.
The people.
The people.
In Curious Joel.
Oh.
I visited the people, okay. And you support the people.
Yeah.
But before I go on, what's going on with you? Anything?
No, you're talking about a concert. I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. I'm deciding whether I want to see Iron Maiden on Saturday.
Why wouldn't you?
You want to know something? I was
no, this isn't the place.
Don't talk about anything here.
I was on the phone with my old boss from the old day program, and he, you know, he's a metalhead like me. And I was on the phone, and I go, "You want to know something?" I want to go, but it's like I gotta go to the Barclays Center, and I gotta change. You know,
that was me like last week with rats. Like, that, oh,
it's exactly.
It's like, oh, I gotta leave my house.
That's
free.
It's exactly the thing. I gotta drive to Barclays Center. And I gotta buy a ticket. Out of that, right.
Go. These guys aren't going to be around much longer.
That's what I might do. I'm going to go on.
And last time, weren't you ill when you saw them?
No, I was, but I saw them 2 years later.
Do you still like seeing them live?
Oh yeah.
So go fucking see them. You got nothing to do.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. Governors will go on without you. They'll be fine. You'll still make your Sunday spot. You'll be okay.
And he's right.
Yeah, you know,
not
really.
Working Saturday.
So no,
I got my
yourself.
Sunday
Get
spot.
Get out of the fucking house. Don't sit at home like going, ooh, I better fucking grill before the fucking homeowners association Nazis fucking see me. Fucking go out.
They haven't seen all the houses yet. So my grill's still hiding like Anne Frank.
Oh jeez! My God!
I tell you, I had a pleasant surprise. Chris Roach, as you know, is one of our comic friends. He was on Kevin Can Wait with Kevin James and stuff like that.
And he still is, by the way.
Yeah,
waiting.
Yeah, well, yeah, but
season three.
He's also a very good guitar player and has a very good band. I went to go see his band play on Saturday night.
Nice.
And they were really good. And after that, they had Slided In, which was a Whitesnake tribute band, which was really, really
You could see fucking Whitesnake.
Good. I know, but, you know, I mean, you could, but you're there.
Yeah, but you should come with me to see Whitesnake.
I know, but it's not. I went to see Chris. I didn't go to see the Whitesnake band. So it wasn't. Yeah, I want to see Chris.
David Coverdale, very good.
Like that. Yeah.
Samir Coverdale, not as much.
Yeah.
David Coverdale, very good.
Yeah. But
Surreal
Coverdale, very good.
No, Samir Coverdale.
Oh, Samir Coverdale.
The Indian guy behind me. I told you the story.
Oh, yes. No, not that good.
Terrible.
So I alluded to the fact that I hemorrhaged more money.
Yeah.
I've been spending a lot of fucking money.
Because you own a house.
Yes.
Yes.
And I got a bat mitzvah coming up too, not mine.
that was a stumble almost. Yeah. I saw Joe going.
Yeah. We had to fucking cut him off in the past. He got one last week. I walked into one. No, excuse me. I ran into one last week. That won't happen again.
Like a brick wall.
It bothered him the whole weekend.
Oh, I
gave you credit for the one, and then by segment three, you had right back on your heels where you belong.
He gave me a dirty look, then he gave himself a dirty look for getting into that.
Yes.
I felt like you. Saying something stupid, just leaving it there. I let you have your moment. Yeah, that's fine. Don't expect another one this year.
Hysterical. You should have sung Happy Birthday when you did that.
Yes. Nobody wants to hear me sing. So shortly after Joe left on Tuesday night, I'm finishing up. I'm doing the editing, doing all the shit I always do after the show, hours
right.
on end, get shit uploaded where it needs to be and everything. So I got the TV on. I have Don Lemon on. As I told Joe, I could get my nightly outrage after the Yankee game.
Yeah. They won that night, though. That was a good. Didn't they wind up winning that night?
I think they did.
Yeah, because it turned out that was a big win for them.
Yeah. So I got Don Lemon on. That's my 10 o'clock watch. If I'm not doing anything, like to have a little indignant liberal outrage. It's not really even that fucking liberal, but whatever.
Yeah.
He's just outraged anyway, and I enjoy it. So all of a sudden the TV goes out.
Huh.
That was my thought. Then the internet goes out and the phone goes out.
Oh wow.
Oh fuck! Now we're operating blind here.
No, we're having my 4th of July weekend.
Exactly. And nobody wants to be you.
Yeah. Not even me.
Don't touch him. Let him fucking wallow in his awfulness.
Did you? Well, a quick story. When there was
I was doing one.
I know, but on Opie and Anthony, there was a guy that was pretending to be me, and people were calling me. Davin calls me up, and I heard the guy go, "Hey," I heard that guy pretending to be me, and he goes, "You know what the saddest part is?" I go, "What?" He wants to be you.
That's funny.
And now there's a whole little bunch of fucking Reddit trolls that want to be Joe. You know, that's what it is. Oh, it's all fucking jealousy.
So. Oh yeah, I kid. They're nuts.
So think about how low they are to want to be you.
Yeah,
a whole little fucking website of awful people that want to be you.
But I'm the awful person who wants to be me.
I don't think you want to be you.
No,
I think you're striving to be better.
I know.
So anyway, so I tell the wife, I go, all right, you know, I'm doing stuff over here. Call the cable company.
Yeah.
So she calls the cable company, and there's not an outage, so it's something
So it's you guys.
It's us guys. It's not an outage. So they're like, all right, well, and this is Tuesday. Well, we'll send somebody out Thursday.
Make up your own story. This is mine last week.
Well, as always, I top you. So I go to my wife. I go, no, she's on the phone. I go, no, tell them that's unacceptable. We got triple play. No, but we're not yelling or anything.
I'm laughing because this was the same fucking thing that happened to me.
Tell them we got triple play. You know, I'm not going 2 days.
It's unacceptable.
Exactly. So they go, all right, we'll give you an open appointment on the next day. You have to be around all day. Okay, I wasn't going anywhere. See, Joe, no yelling. No driving down. No yelling at the nice Indian man named Michael.
here's the deal. You're home all day. They were giving me the Monday. I got to go back to the day program.
I understand, but they didn't even offer you that.
You had to go down there. I had to fight to get that and then backtrack.
Right, I'm saying we didn't have to fight.
Yeah.
So I go, all right. Well, yeah, come. We'll be home. Come the next day. So they come Wednesday. Guy comes at 10:30 in the fucking morning. Really nice.
Wow.
So he looks at everything. Goes, yeah. What happened is our line burned. You're running. You have high ampage. Ampage is the electrical current.
Right.
You guys are at like 8. You're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be below 1, but you're safe up to 3. If somebody touches the wire, they're gonna die. So it's burnt.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So he's like, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna jibby rig something so you guys have your internet and your cable, your phone. So it'll be running on above ground with like an indoor cable, but you'll have your internet and everything. But you got to get this taken care of.
Got to get an electrician.
Yes.
Yeah.
So all right. I'm just trying to find out because I wrote all this shit down. So we need the electric and gas people to come out. So they send a crew to. So here's the thing: the utility company comes out. They send a crew, looks at it, go, yep, there's a problem, but we can't fix it. We got to send another crew.
Oh, my God.
They have a crew that goes around and confirms, yeah, we got problems.
What do you guys do? Just drive around and say you can't do nothing?
Pretty much.
That's their job.
Pretty much, yep, this sucks.
We're
going to have to get some people that can help you. That's pretty much what they fucking do. All right. So another crew comes out a little bit later on. Now, here's the thing. The wire. It goes from the edge of the property by the cable box. But they have like the electric company has something on the edge of our property.
Mm-hmm.
But the wire runs on our property. I didn't put the wire there. The electric company put the wire there. Still my fucking problem.
Yeah.
I got it. I didn't know this. I figured, oh, the utility company will fix this. It's their fucking utility.
Right.
Why should I fix this? Nay. This is my fucking problem.
So From the line, I mean, usually with its water, they say from the street to your house. But from the line to your house,
but they
is
the
your
line.
Problem then, right?
It's my problem.
Yeah,
they ran.
But
it's my
installed it.
My property, my problem.
Oh my God!
All right. So here, boy, what they do is they jimmy rig. Go listen. We can't give you power. You're lucky you guys didn't have a fire.
Wow.
Now I don't understand why is the line hot? Why is it running hot?
Because there's something wrong with our
ground,
the neutral line. Yeah, the neutral line, which is essentially the grounding. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is because there's something wrong with the grounding wire, for lack of a better term, it's trying to ground on whatever it can. So it's using the cable, it's using the water line.
Okay.
So it's going all because there's not the grounding
poor
wire.
Poor confused electric.
Oh God.
Right. So we could have had a fire.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna run you, and it's already fucking hot. We're gonna run you at. I guess normal's 240 amps, like I guess for the house?
220.
All right. So we're. Look at you. This she fucking knows.
Sorry.
Can't get a curious show on her own, but this she fucking knows. Good for you.
Yeah, I could not.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give you half power so you have something for the night. So you're running 110. Can't run any air.
Was he Scotty from the Enterprise?
Yeah. I can't run
your head half power. I can't promise you, bro.
Yeah. As long as the rear deflector shields are working, we're good to go. Right.
Like, if you're trying to transport any place, we're not sure what part of your body's going to show up there.
Devin turns into Captain. We need to get power.
We do.
Aye.
So he runs it at 110, which means no air conditioning. You know,
who needs that in a heat wave?
Exactly. Yeah. It's already Wednesday night. It's already fucking getting hot. All right. Like, so we sleep down here.
Yeah.
And it keeps cool in the basement.
Oh, yeah, right, I know.
Right. Yeah. I don't have the air conditioning on.
But no, it's cool down
here. It gets nice and cool, and it keeps it.
Yeah, so the daughter sleeps upstairs. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to sleep in the basement. So, all right, so we got the electrician comes out on Wednesday. Comes out on Wednesday. So I'm just going to try to find where I am. No. So on Wednesday, before they can do anything, the utility company has to cut the power.
Oh, boy.
So now we have no power for Thursday. So we had half power Wednesday night. We have no power for Thursday.
Oh, God.
And this heat wave is building.
I would have gone to a hotel.
It was a possibility.
Yeah. That takes cats.
What?
That takes cats.
That's the problem, too. You know, you don't want to leave. Because think about it. I'm having all these electrical issues. I got two fucking fish tanks.
Right.
You know, where I need the filters running for them. I don't need to worry about the heat in this weather.
Yeah.
But I need the filters running because it gives them air and it cleans the tanks.
Yeah.
And everything. I need that running. I got you know, two old cats that I got to keep alive and everything. Yeah. Plus, I got two refrigerators full of food.
True.
Fridges and freeze. I mean, all this shit's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't want to come home and find frizzled cat, dead
no,
fish, and oh, my God.
So the O&R people, the day before, the utility people the day before thought it might be in one area right by the box from one of the rooms.
What's O&R?
In this area, it's Orange and Rockland.
Yeah, okay.
It's the power company.
Oh, also they have to send various people in this time to mark off. So you got everybody fucking painting your lawn and by putting little flags in. This is gas. This is electric.
Well, they don't want to hit that shit.
I understand.
Yeah,
I
mark before you dig.
That's right.
So
you dig.
So they dig. So the electricians dig next to the box. And now, like, if you looked outside, a good portion of my wife's flowers fucking gone.
Oh, shit. Is that what happened?
That's what happened. So
they thought a big old gopher stopped in?
Yeah. I'm all right.
Yeah.
So it's usually 24 inches or – it's usually
that's what I usually say.
And that's usually what your response. Yeah,
yeah. No, I wouldn't be able to sit this close to you. Come on.
Please, he wouldn't be doing a fucking internet radio show if
he had 24 inches.
Please, despite that fucking face, he'd have much better career prospects.
Hysterical.
So the wire is usually 24 inches. You know, it's usually a little higher than that. So they expect to dig 2 feet to find.
Got another frost line.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Our wire is 38 inches deep.
Oh, God.
Whoever fucking put this shit in. So they're fucking digging and digging and digging, and they check out the wire that they're looking for. They finally get to that wire. It's not there. Nothing broke. So now they start digging up by the house because there's a good chance that they're going to have to, like, fucking destroy the driveway, the walkway.
Can you imagine? Just so that you don't your house doesn't burn down, but it's like destroy.
We have no electricity at this point.
Yeah.
So it's just getting hotter and hotter in the house. So then they start digging by the house, the thing that monitors it?
Oh, the electrical box.
Yeah. Well, I could have come up with that word.
The meter.
The meter, yeah. They're digging there, and they're fucking encountering rocks, fucking spending hours digging there, again going, you know, 3 feet deep. Utility comes back. They were working in the area. Come back around 4 o'clock after my two electricians have been out there all fucking day. Father-son team. They just go, hey, we wanted to see, maybe you guys need to be turned on by now. We were in the area, we wanted to check back. Well, that's very nice of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they look at the first place where the electricians dug.
Yeah.
Gives the fucking wire a yank.
Oh, no.
The neutral wire. No, that's what he's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Yep, here's your break right here.
Oh, God.
So these guys spent fucking hours that I'm fucking paid for digging.
Diggity dig.
Yeah. And the electricians are beating themselves. I'm like, I don't know. I gave it a good tug. I don't know I don't know. I really looked at it, this, that, the other thing. Well, here it is over there. Well, the good news is now they don't have to dig up the driveway.
Yes.
That's the good news. But it's already fucking late in the day.
And he's out there giving it a good tug.
He's giving it a good tug. So now Thursday, which is already very hot. No, actually, no. Thursday was not that hot. Thursday we had a little break in the action, as you recall.
I don't recall.
It was in the 70s on Thursday. So it wasn't terrible. But still, no electricity. I've been running on half, and now no electricity all day Thursday. So they give me a generator. The electrician gives me a generator.
Whoa!
That's cool.
So I'm running the whole house on The generator, got the fish tanks going. We could put on the AC.
Thank God.
You know,
that's a good generator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually can't run a lot.
Should last. So, supposed to, tells me, yeah, it'll last you the night. Around 2 a.m. I wake up. It's kind of fucking hot.
Is it a gas one? And they run out of gas.
Yes, it's a gas.
God damn it.
Well, it can't be electric, dear.
No, I know, I know. But I'm just thinking it's a gas generator. And
so
there's no gas.
I mean, there was. So around 2 a.m., like, and I don't hear that roar of the generator. You know the fucking neighbors hated us.
I was just going to say, oh, they must
love
you. Yeah, I mean, it was so fucking loud.
Yeah, but you know what? It's
they
like,
get it.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Shut your gob, because if it was you with no air conditioning and you had a generator
I'd be
on,
calling the police complaining right away.
No, you would not. No. You would understand.
No, of course.
Yeah.
But so 2 a.m., we go downstairs. I fill up the fucking thing.
Yeah.
So 2 a.m., I'm on my front yard putting more gasoline in the goddamn generator.
Oh, my
generator.
God.
8 a.m., generator runs out of gas again.
No! Jeez! It's like my car.
So the wife is going to drop the daughter off for camp, comes back. I'm like, well, we're out. She's like, all right, I'll go get gas.
Right.
Comes back to the house, fills up the gas tank, comes back. As soon as she pulls in, the electricians are here.
Right.
So we're not running on the generator anymore because they got to do shit. Because they had the generator hooked up to the house.
Just put the gas in the car.
Wow. Yeah, it's not like a loss that she went and got gas, but it's like you have to put it in the tanks, and now you have gas
hands. But the point is, now since 8 a.m.
Right.
Friday, it's getting hotter.
Yeah.
And hotter. So what happens is they have to hook it up. The electricians have to hook it up, and they do it pretty quickly. They do it pretty quickly, and then they have to have an inspector come and check it.
Yes.
And I suggested on Thursday, hey, why don't you give the inspector a call tonight and make sure he's around?
Good point.
That's what I do. And they did that, and the inspector was there. It's like, all right, now we just got to call the utility company to get you guys hooked up. All right, this can't be too bad. What could possibly fucking go wrong now?
They were stuck in Curious Joel. No. No.
They were stuck where?
No.
We'll get there.
I had an adventure on the way here tonight. I got here a minute and a half before show time, and one of the problems was I got lost in Curious Joel, which is...
That's the Hasidic community.
Hasidic community up here.
Oh, okay.
So, get there.
And I was just doing an innocent callback, but wait, there's more.
There's always more.
Oh, my God.
So, we call in, I say, around 10:38.
Okay.
The inspector calls into the utility company. Let's get them up and running, you know, check everything, hook them up so we could check everything, good to go.
Right.
Around 11:25, it's getting fucking hotter and hotter, and now I'm worried about my fish again.
Of course.
So I call the utility company. I'm like, hey, where are you guys? No, excuse me. I called around 11:45. So I've been about an hour. I'm like, hey, where are you guys? Where aren't you guys coming? Like, oh, well, we just got it at 11:24. Like, huh. Like, called it in a while ago, but you're just getting it at 11:24. All right. Like, yeah. So they should be here. So what do they say? Hold on. I just got to find out where I was.
So there's a delay in between the time that you're calling and they're getting dispatched.
Apparently.
Uh-huh.
So like I said, an hour went by. I called them. So they tell me they're en route. They tell me they're en route. Well, that sounds good.
Okay.
En route sounds very good.
It does.
An hour and a half goes by and still nobody. It's getting fucking hotter.
No.
My temper is getting shorter. So now we're well over 2 hours. And I'm paying for the electricians are sitting in their van in the driveway. I'm fucking paying.
And paying for them to sit there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And not for nothing, but, like, you're getting poached fish at this point.
Well, I mean, it was still all right, but not the heat. But I'm worried
but
about...
the oxygenation.
Yes. Yes, I'm worried about that. So I call back, and I get Jeremy on the phone. Jeremy says all their buildings are within 2 hours. Someone should have gotten to us by now. By the way, en route doesn't really mean someone's on the way. It's just like a fucking code.
Something they tell you.
It's just something. Essentially. So he says, you know what? So he's like, let me call down to the dispatch and find out what's going on. So he talks to the supervisor at dispatch. He's like, all right. He puts me on hold for a few minutes, comes back, goes, all right, listen. I'm going to call you back in 5 minutes. Supervisor's going to try to track down a truck, find out what's going on. I'm like, all right, I'll be here. Have my number. Call me back, Jeremy. Call me back.
Waiting for Jeremy to spoke today.
Yes, and while Jeremy's busy blowing his brains out, he's still waiting on the truck to come. I'm picturing them sitting on the side of the road with one of those three-fold aluminum self-tanning things.
Who, the electricians?
Yeah.
They're bored. They don't want to be fucking sitting there.
No, of course not.
So after 30 minutes, no call from Jeremy. And I know if I talked to them, there would be bits of their ass in my teeth.
Yes, there would be.
I know that, you know, it takes me a while to get there, but that is where I am now.
See, me, I just start right off the bat.
Sure, you do.
Yes.
You do. You're always looking for some ass to chew on. Yeah. But, you know, I find it's better to start out nice. I am way past nice. I fucking had enough at this point.
I'm just picturing.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, once in a while, Joe's on the receiving end of it. You mostly get my snarky sarcasm and fucking silence from me.
Yes, I get that.
But
I have not had a good ass chewing.
No, I mean, I don't think I've ever yelled at you like I was going to yell at these people.
No.
Because I figure, you know what? Your husband will take care of this. He'll make you fucking broil your brains out in another July fucking concert. He'll punish you.
It's not meant as punishment, but
clearly he has
some
no
days it becomes punishment.
He's got no fucking regard. He still doesn't realize he's married to a fucking ginger with a heart problem. Yeah. No, trying to kill this woman.
He sees how slow we have to drag our asses off of the field from these outdoor. We were at the patch.
I saw the pose. Yeah.
So I tell my wife, I go, you call. You deal with these people.
Yeah.
So they start giving her the runaround. But here's the thing. She used to be phone customer support for her company.
Right.
So she knows BS when she hears it.
Yeah.
She says, and this is a term I never, she goes, I want you to escalate this to a supervisor. I wouldn't use escalate. I'd be like, give me a fucking supervisor right now.
That's what escalate means.
Yes.
I understand that. But escalate's a much better way of saying, I've had enough of talking to you. Give me somebody who's making $2 an hour more than you.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I'm not going to be nice about shit. I'd be like, Joe's right. You don't deserve $15 an hour.
You're damn right. She's my right.
Oh, no. Look what you've done. You made him change allegiances. He's so mad.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll get back to the other part of the show, and I'll be back.
Yeah. All right.
But now you're on the side with me.
And now I'm on the side of angry old
come,
white man.
Come, friend. Come on over.
Oh, it's nice being with the other angry
That's
old white
right.
man.
Come on, sit down. We'll bitch about the food.
Get off my lawn. Oh, Joe, I like how that feels.
You don't say, yeah, good. Save him of shrubs. Yeah. Bring your pals back in the house.
The problem with the youth today. Ooh, it's fun. Mm. I like that.
Yeah, let's gather around my contraband grill. And right, we'll,
back
we'll,
in my day.
Oh, back in my
I'll tell you, Joe, it feels like a nice warm sitz bath. I like it over here. Mm,
yes.
But it's a walk-in tub.
That's right. Yes. You get a free toilet, too.
That's because of your connections.
Let's chat later. That's that tub. They sell that walk-in and you get a free toilet. I mean, I don't have a place to shit till I get this fucking tub.
I'm in.
Maybe.
Maybe you need a new one.
So they give her the name of the supervisor. So she gets transferred a few more times. She doesn't get him, though, because the name of the supervisor she was given retired a year ago.
No, get the fuck out. Oh, my God. Wow. Did they give you his home number?
He can't help me. He's got no pull. It's like calling Barack Obama. Sure, it's nice to chat, but he can't do shit anymore.
He's in Pensacola. He doesn't want to hear from you.
He's got 3 tears.
That's hilarious.
So she gets the guy that I guess is a new supervisor, and he will put her down to dispatch. My wife's like, I don't need you to do that. I don't need you to put me down to dispatch. I need you to tell me what's going on and when they will come.
Yes.
Puts her on hold. Says there are about 10 or 12 trucks in the area. They're finishing up a big job in Curious Joel.
Oh, my God!
Apparently in preparation for Pip.
Yeah. Now, what is Curious Joel?
It's a huge Hasidic community.
They don't like your
type.
It's like
a town.
They don't like your type. They don't like the non-Hasidics.
It's like a town. Mm. And
it's a town, Stu. It's not like a town.
Yeah.
It's not a fucking movie set prop.
It's this cardboard temple.
Yeah. It's just
That's
one,
not a real Jew. It's somebody playing a Jew.
Yeah. It's got one 2x4 holding up the temple in the back. No, but I mean, it is a town, but it seems like 99% of the population is all Hasidic Jews. So they, you know, they're all of like mind and of like culture. But I got lost in there.
Not only is he going to be an angry white man, he's going to be Christian now. he's going to renounce that.
I'll burn it all fucking down. I don't give a shit. He doesn't
care anymore.
So and that,
fucking Jews, they're Jewish.
Would it be the first time I said that? Have you been with me in traffic up here? I've said it before. The Hasidic are the Asians of the Jewish driving community.
I took my life into my hands this afternoon when I got lost in there because people were flying out of their driveways like they have never heard of rear view mirrors. I was like,
they're chosen people. God tells them how to drive.
It was legitimately.
Did Moses
terrifying.
Use a directional? No. A little fucking respect, woman.
But he could part the say.
So at about 3 p.m., the guy who's been coming back from the utility company, he comes back.
Oh, nice guy.
Yeah, and he starts working on it.
Okay.
He is a nice guy. I tell him, I go, you're the only reason I'm not mentioning this utility company on the air. Mm-hmm. You're the only reason I'm not giving them a you stink.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I go, because I like, so he.
That's like the guy, when the guy came to, the cable guy actually got to my house. With everything I went through, guy was a great dude, gave me his phone number in case somebody went wrong.
Yeah.
A great guy, you know.
Maybe he's just a fan of Fragile Sky. So he's not supposed to be working alone, but he starts working on it alone.
Oh, my God.
Then another truck pulls up.
Okay.
And they help him. But there was a big job in Curious Joel. I will tell you, not fans of the Jews in Curious Joel.
Really?
Yeah.
They were not.
They were very outward about it. I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I'm like...
It's like, did you notice my last name on the ticket?
Yeah, they're like no, he said, you know what? I don't go the extra mile for them. It's like, hook up, disconnect. I'm like, you know, I don't know. Because you know what? They can be kind of rude.
They can be kind of rude.
So I don't know if it's a Jew thing or they're rude that community.
I think
because a lot of people don't like the people in that community. You know
it's a brusqueness thing.
You know what? I think, yeah,
because
basically there's a when I'm heading out to rehearsal, when you get on the Palisades, like when you get off the GWB and you jump on a Palisades, there's that rest stop right there.
Yep, yep.
And I go in to use the facilities before I go, you know, to move along.
They should be honored.
I understand that. So I go in there, and a couple of times I go in there, you know, there's a lot of Hasidic Jews in there.
Yes.
You know, they won't hold they're right behind them. They won't even hold the door. And so there was one day I go, I looked at one guy, I go, you're welcome. And he just looks at me and goes, you don't hold the door?
And he didn't answer yet?
No, you're a religious person. You don't hold the door.
God didn't say fucking hold the door. It's not one of the commandments, Joe. No. Maybe it should have been. Mm. I really don't know if they had fucking automatic doors in the day of the Bible.
I have to say that is the criticism that I hear from people is the brusqueness, the not...
Which is always...
Not
almost,
lack of manners.
Which is always followed by, and drive them into the sea. No, I'm sorry.
No, and I really do understand
and they're saying like how much it, I guess it really smells in Curious Joel. I've never been.
I don't know about a smell.
I don't know.
How far is Curious Joel from here?
It's not far.
It's really close. Just close enough to be infuriatingly close and yet so far.
So I don't say anything.
Right. What are you going to do? I mean...
You know, I'm not going to... Just fucking hook up the electric.
I know, but I understand why you were on the horns of a dilemma there. Because, you know, it's like, are they... You know, are they being anti-Semitic or are they just saying these people are fucking rude that we were just at, you know?
Right.
And I don't know what I would say in
that community has a reputation for treating outsiders poorly.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they would treat me poorly, too.
Yeah, because
tell them to find a kosher electric company.
They're... Well, utilities don't work like that.
I think it's called
like
Lightning
that.
Joe.
Oh, my God.
Hysterical.
So they hook it up, get all hooked up. So around like 3:30, finally have air conditioning on and everything. So the wife calls the cable company because they were supposed to come out and already bury the thing. I said, do me a favor, call the cable company, find out what's going on. So she's explaining to the girl over the phone, no, we need you to come back and bury the line. It should have already been put in. You have to come because we have an outside line. We have an outside cable right now that's for indoors. We need somebody to come back and bury the line. We need a different line out to explaining this shit to the girl over and over again on the phone. Fine. So like, all right, we'll have somebody come out on Sunday between 5 and 8. All right, that's fine. This is not an emergency. I don't give a shit. Things are working. Right. Guy comes out Sunday between 5 and 8. Knocks on the door, goes, I can't do this. I do indoor repairs.
Oh, for the love of God.
You need a berry team.
And it's like, and what did I explain at great length
exactly.
to this girl?
I'm like,
what notes did she write?
He's like, it's here. Sometimes the communication.
But believe me, I deal that with a day program. There's a stop. It's called a loose key stop. And what it is if you go to like a school bathroom or something like that, you can't turn the water on. You need this key to go into the stem.
Got it.
People order replacement stems. They're telling, oh, we don't make them anymore. We just continue. I go, you have them. Well, that number's not good. I go, you're selling the loose key stop. What stop are you putting into the valve? And use that stop. And tell you, this has been going on for 3 fucking days.
Why are you whispering that part?
Because I don't want to yell.
You always yell. And you always curse. You carry on. That's what you do. That's your brand.
But 3 fucking days.
That's like, wow. Donald Trump all of a sudden, you know what? I'm really concerned about spelling. No, you can't now. We have expectations.
But 3 fucking days. You said, well, it's, I, and I'm working with my customer service person and the engineer. And I'm like, but we don't carry. You carry something. You sell the loose key style stop. I need the fucking stem that goes inside of it. You should know what it is. You build them.
I know. The disconnect between the person that you speak to on the phone and the people who actually, engineers or whomever, actually know what the product is and what you're supposed to do and what the various steps are and which worker bee can do X, Y, and Z.
Everything's very specialized.
It's very specialized, and the person on the phone should know something about
that.
They
should
know,
You should know that obviously we're selling the loose key style stop, and we have...
No, the person on the phone tells you, all right, turn off the cable, unplug the cable box, wait 30 seconds, plug it back on. That's what that person tells you.
Yeah. Did anything happen? No. All right. Then we gotta put you on hold with tech.
Yeah, I'm glad we got out of this charade.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Monday morning, the berry team came, buried it. Everything's fucking running.
Oh, thank God.
But yeah, so the whole thing, so all that cost me $2,200?
Oh.
That
ain't right.
What do you want when you got a bunch of electricians digging where they don't have to dig and fucking sitting in your driveway waiting for the utility company?
Oh, my God. That was an expensive break.
And it's, what are you going to do? You going to fucking haggle?
No. Your house will burn up.
No,
yeah.
I mean, listen, these guys always come. Like, some electricians don't even call back.
Right.
So it's like, all right, I had them install the outlet there.
Right.
They came right away. It's like, fine, whatever it is. But yeah, between, the cat and camp and fucking bat mitzvahs and cars breaking down.
Yeah.
All sorts of shit. Just been fucking hemorrhaging money.
Yeah. Mm.
But that's that. All right.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. All right. Well, we got a lot of good stuff to talk about when we come back.
Yeah.
But on the break, we're going to hear some new music from Chiaro Aldana with Love on the Roof and Nicholas Lovero with Just Say No. And you can learn more about both artists at deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about a politician that doesn't want to be alone with women. Who does? Yuck. Trump had a social media meeting without the biggest social media providers. And all sorts of... beauty queen loses her fucking crown. All the hard-hitting topics tonight. We'll be right back.